This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. Leanne Hansen is on vacation. Toronto is bracing for more demonstrations today after groups of protesters burned cars and smashed windows yesterday during the G20 Economic Summit. Inside, world leaders from the group of 20 nations, including President Obama, were discussing the prospects for global economic recovery. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now from Toronto to tell us more. Hi there, Scott.
Good to be with you, Audie.
Now, there was a lot of talk heading into the conference about diplomatic differences among the G20 members in their approach to the economy. How evident were those differences?
You know, what often happens at these summits is the leaders smile in public and paper over those disagreements. There certainly are disagreements between the U.S. and Britain, for example, or the U.S. and Germany, in the relative importance of goosing growth on the one hand and curbing government spending on the other. But the leaders are downplaying those differences. Treasury Secretary Geithner said yesterday they all recognize the importance of sustaining growth, though he acknowledged they will take different approaches to get that balance. This is, you know, a familiar argument for President Obama. He's faced very much the same thing at home, where he's been pushing for continued government spending in a targeted way to sustain the U.S. Economic rebound. And many in Congress are getting scared about deficits. And, for example, last week we saw a bill to extend unemployment benefits die in the Senate.
Now, in addition to those talks around the big table in Toronto, Mr. Obama is also holding a lot of one-on-one meetings with his fellow leaders. Scott, what are they talking about?
One of the newsier meetings yesterday came with the president of South Korea. In that session, President Obama called for a renewed effort to pass a Korean free trade agreement. The administration sees this as part of its effort to double U.S. exports over the next 5 years. Now, President Obama has said before that he would support a Korean free trade agreement if various side issues could be worked out. What's different now is he has given his U.S. negotiator a deadline. He wants a deal by the time he travels to Seoul in November for the next G20 meeting. Also in that Korean one-on-one, Mr. Obama agreed to postpone the handoff of military control on the Korean Peninsula from 2012 to 2015. This is a symbolic gesture of U.S. staying power in the face of heightened tensions with North Korea.
Mr. Obama also met with his Chinese counterpart, Hu Jintao. This meeting comes 1 week after China announced that it would allow its currency to appreciate. Scott, there seems to be some skepticism about China's move.
Yeah, the U.S. has long wanted China to allow its currency to appreciate. That would have the effect of making U.S. goods more competitive abroad. And last week, China finally said it would do so. Since then, though, the currency has barely budged. It rose about 0.5% this past week. Experts say it needs to move maybe 20-25%. So President Obama thanked China for its newfound flexibility on its currency, but he also said that the U.S. is going to be watching closely how fast and how far the currency moves. He did invite President Hu to the U.S. for a state visit, and the date of that is still to be known.
And Scott, in the time we have left, we've been talking about the G20 meeting in Toronto. But before that, the president met with a smaller group of leaders in Northern Ontario. What does the G8 do now that the G20 has become the main forum for economic talks?
Well, they focus on development and security. On Friday, they pledged some $5 billion to improve the health of women and children in poor countries. They also warned Iran to show more respect for human rights, and they condemned the attack that's been blamed on North Korea for the sinking of a South Korean Navy vessel back in March.
NPR's Scott Horsley. Thanks, Scott.
Good to be with you, Audie.